you out of my head. Well, I can't get you out of my head. You don't want to know me.
Hello and welcome back. Can you hear me? I don't think so. Hello. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Hi, this is Ben, and you are listening to Miami Blizzard. We have two other people in the studio today.
Is this on?
Yeah, wait, try now.
Hello?
Hello?
All right. Yeah, so we're going to have some technical difficulties today, I guarantee it.
Introduce Zach.
Oh, yeah, and we have our third DJ today, our DJ in training, our DIT.
DJ.
Yeah, we have our DJ.
DJ hurts.
All right, I like it. Yeah, so I have somehow surpassed the ranks of my peers and been elected by Zach Hertz, Digit Hertz, to be a training DJ. So now I'm teaching everyone all of my vast swaths of knowledge.
So much
and
knowledge.
And evident skills.
They're
so yeah, that's what's happening. And yeah, so they're gonna play some songs. I'm gonna leave the control booth area, and they're gonna be doing their thing and hopefully struggling the way that I did, because I guess that's how you learn or something.
That's pretty masochist.
Yeah, well,
that's
how it
character.
Goes. That's how it goes. I learned really officially though. Like my person has been doing a show for a while, and before that he did a show at a different place.
Aiden?
No, please.
Is this like a community member?
Yeah, this was a community member. I spun vinyl.
Whoa.
I used a cassette, which I think we got rid of.
Sorry, what are those?
Yeah, seriously. And then CDs. Yeah, he was so cool though. He walked in here, and here's a little preview into his process. He would take just a burlap sack of cassettes, and then he would put them in, and then do his intro over the same one, and then take that out, and then put a different one in, and they were all of these songs you've never heard of from GarageBand type of artists. And it was cool. It was a punk show. And
when did you get trained for this?
I got trained freshman year in the fall.
And not a college kid didn't teach
no.
you? Just some random dude with a burlap sack?
Yeah.
It's kind of sus.
That's life, you know?
It'd be like that.
All right. So the two songs you have heard are Into the Deep featuring Macy Gray by Galactic, and then you have Broken Leg by Blue Juice, and we're gonna have some more songs coming up in a little bit.
These are pretty niche.
Yeah, those are some pretty niche
songs.
Very
off-brand for you.
So we have, so you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and each and every single time I have to read that off of the sheet because I forget how to say it. So Zach.
Hello.
What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? What do you want to broadcast for your first transmission?
I'm
going
to throw this over to Chris first.
All right, let Chris go.
A little alley-oop action.
I did some homework, but I did not do that homework.
I told you to
I
do
did
it.
No homework.
Yeah, all right.
But what else is new? Let me see. I'm just going to go to Spotify.
I'm not making them sit through this. We are going
to... No. Well, let's talk here. In the meantime. Let's bool.
Here,
let's
bool. I'll play a song.
Zach, how was your weekend?
No.
I want to hear about Zach's weekend.
All right, well, fine. Zach, what'd you do?
I win as usual.
So, man, that could be a band or something. Zach's weekend.
Yeah, Zach's
little DJ vampire.
Done. The artist is DJIT Zach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
DJIT.
Relying on my calendar here because my memory
is
really
real.
Bad.
I feel like that sometimes.
I would take a bullet for Google Calendar.
Right. Friday was my first day back in the States, so battling jet lag.
Where did you go?
I went to England and then Edinburgh, Scotland.
Yeah. Jolly good night.
That was pretty good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, accurate.
You definitely do not want to hear my attempts
Wait,
at that.
Wait, you're wrong. You're so
You do
wrong.
Want to hear it.
I would love to.
But the radio will not hear it.
All right, that's fair. that's a tune in next week, because I'm going to force him to do it if he wants me to certify that he's ready to DJ.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah, so we'll see.
Went dragged myself to work on Friday.
Yeah.
And managed to make it through.
Dang it.
This is your new job, right?
No, this was still Focus.
Your last job? Was that your last day?
No, my last day is this Friday.
I saw you on Friday.
Yeah. So, and then, Chris was there, actually.
He gave me some
Chris
raspberries. It was nice.
Wait, why were you there?
Thank you for booting my memory. I forgot about the raspberries.
Yeah.
Raspberries are the most important. Do you have a song yet?
I do.
All right, what is it?
Panama by Quinn XCII.
Wait, what is it? Panama?
Panama. Not Panama by Eddie Van
Halen. Not XCII. All right, so you're listening to the song Chris just said.
No, that makes so much more sense. Quinn 92. Okay, bye-bye.
Said, have we outgrown our childhood memories? Paranoid that we may have sent postcards with our names signed gently. Writing down what's in my head. We're wasting time, you claim there's plenty. It's all I think about in my bed. 22 years in a row, I never missed you around my lows. Cause you are always there. Yeah, you are always there. Breaking my body down slow. I never told you to up and go. But I still know you're there. Yeah, I still know you're there. You'll wait for me tonight. Till I'm on me arise. I'll stay writing words in the memory of you. You tell me where you're. Don't mind me saying, but I can't stay longer. Where you're. In this place and I'll be good. Hold on to me, hold on to me. Panama and I seem so sad. Have we outgrown our childhood memories? Paranoid that we may have sent postcards with our names signed gently. Writing down what's in my head. We're wasting time, you claim there's plenty. It's all I think about in my bed. It's all I think about in my bed. In. 25 years feeling old. I was younger when you came home. Now I'm so aware of all how much you care. I'm taking my time on the road. So these memories I always hold. Yeah, I'm so aware of all how much you care. Cause you were me and I was you. Tears rushing once our time was through. It's not often I see you coughing. Just know I'm lost in the pain from you. You tell me where you're. Don't mind me saying, but I can't stay longer. Where you're. I'm leaving this place and I'll be good. Hold on to me, hold on to me. Panama and I seem so sad. Have we outgrown our childhood memories? Paranoid that we may have sent postcards with our names signed gently. Writing down what's in my head. We're wasting time, you claim there's plenty. It's all I think about in my bed. Feelings change and feelings go. I know this, I know. Though we're distant on this road, I know this, I know. There's a feeling in the waves. Your eyes on me. Then suddenly it all feels okay. Hold on to me, hold on to me. Panama and I seem so sad. Have we outgrown our childhood memories? Paranoid that we may have sent postcards with our names signed gently. Writing down what's in my head. We're wasting time, you claim there's plenty. It's all I think about in my bed.
Hi, Mike. This is Anna just calling to wish you a happy birthday.
All right. So the song you just heard. Ooh, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
Sounds like
I think we're.
Can you guys hear anything?
I hear.
That's
I hear
great. I can't.
It's probably because of the phone thing.
Oh, I totally. That's definitely why. All right. Anyway, I can't hear myself, but that's fine. Yeah, so the song you just heard was Panama by Quinn XEII.
No, it's isn't it Quinn?
No, I don't know how to say it. Wait, did this guy come to Tufts?
What?
Did this guy?
Yeah,
this
he was at Spring Fling.
Oh, I should know it.
Was he
possibly your freshman year, if not before that?
Yeah, he just showed up on. I heard a song one day and I put on like the song radio and this song showed up and I was like, oh, I like it. But I completely forgot about that connection. So it's Quinn 92 for everyone.
Quinn 92.
So it's spelled XCII, which can be misleading.
Roman numerals. It's spelled with the Roman numerals, yeah, which is
so misleading.
Why would you make it's like pre-algebra because algebra is letters and math. This is sort of that, but the Romans invented it, like the aqueduct. Anyway,
that was amazing.
Thank you.
What a connection.
What a connection. Text to world. Okay. So, because I have the honorable duty of teaching my young friends how to teach. Stop yawning into the mic. I'm turning off your mic.
No.
Oh, wait, that was Zach. All right. So, because I have to teach them how to do it, I'm going to stand up.
Really
I'm going to relinquish control. And Zach is going to come over here and he is going to play the next song for you.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. So here it is. You're going to hear some shuffling noises.
They're shuffling
around.
That's
what's going on.
I'm here, guys. What's up, gamers? I love ice cream.
So
and Skittles. Those are two things that have been on my mind a lot recently. They're just setting it up, so I'm just going to be talking.
Tell us about your weekend.
My weekend? So I went to the beach, and so that was fun. I actually went with Ben. Water was cold, but considering how hot it's been here in Boston in July, it was a welcome change. What else did I do? I dug a hole at the beach, brought out some shovels, dug down pretty deep. The water filled up, though, and I started to cave in, so that kind of sucked. What else did I do? I had ice cream, and it was really good ice cream. It was the best ice cream I've had in a while. It melted so quickly, though, because it was so hot outside. What did I do Sunday? What was going on Sunday? We went to look for, all the water. We were trying to go to Mystic Lake, but it had, bacteria in it. So we, went to the shore of it, but we tried to go to different, pools and stuff first, but there was, nothing. It seems like everyone in Boston just wanted to go in the water just to take a respite from the heat. Don't blame them. But yeah, so we hung out in a park. So that was a lot of fun. Played some Frisbee, which was fun. Oh. Yeah, we have a song. Let's go. Down,
riding all these highs, waiting for the calm down. Walk these streets with me. I'm doing decently. Just glad that I can breathe. Yeah. I'm trying to realize it's alright to not be fine on your own. I'm shaking, drinking all this coffee. These last few weeks have been exhausting. I'm lost in my imagination. And there's one thing that I need from you. Can you come through? Can you come through?
Staring at the ceiling, wishing for the sky. Don't know what I'm feeling. Maybe I'm just needing someone to pass the time. I'm trying. Can you come through?
Can you come through? And there's one thing that I need from you. Can you come through?
And we are back. And by we, I mean me. I mean I. Anyways. So over this break, while they were talking about the music and stuff, or while they were playing music, Zach and Ben asked me to do like a little just talk about like what made me angry today, what grinded my gears. So I don't know, the heat is killing me. I walk to work and I just break such a sweat, and I just like I just feel like I need like
these are not real problems.
I feel like I need some cologne at the office, you know.
Why don't you bring more deodorant?
Ben, your mic
that
is
too
off.
But I also don't want to irritate my skin.
I hope you heard me. Chris needs deodorant, is what I was saying.
I have plenty of deodorant. There's no shortage of deodorant in my household, young man.
If you guys know my friend Andrew, which I think everyone in this room at least does, we went to his house once, and he had, I swear to God, 16 different things of deodorant. He bought it in bulk from, like, Mega Costco or something, and...
Is like, Mega Costco like the boss at like the end of the Costco level?
I would
in the
say
video game?
I think it might be.
It's actually Mega the Costco, Costco that they sell at Costco.
All right, so what we just did was a good exercise. So we're gonna do it again because I'm a master teacher. So Chris is gonna stop doing that. Is that you? Get up, get up. Okay, Chris is just kidding.
Okay,
I feel like I feel like Chris heard me say teacher and he like reverted to like a fifth grade version of himself.
I've always
he just,
a
like,
fifth grade
felt the need
myself.
To like. Undermine me. Stop kicking the desk. All right, Chris, get up. You're gonna cue a song, you're gonna play it.
All right, so. Let's do it. All right, gang.
All right, so Zach, you're
I am going to talk.
Tell us about what you're nervous for about focus.
Okay.
Or something better, honestly.
I'm going to do something topic. Better than that.
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything.
I am nervous that so, focus is going to be right. Utterly a huge failure because I didn't do enough. That's not true. Instead, I am going to tell you about why I like the color blue. I think it's generally a very calming color. When you think of blue, it has a natural association with the ocean and the sky, which are both large swaths of that favorite color. And obviously, maybe there's some sort of socialization where men are pressured into liking the color blue, but for me, I just find it calming. And I'm not very good at improvisation. So thank you.
Is committed.
Yeah, we're back.
Did someone say Lo Gang?
I said hello gang, but Lo Gang could also be applicable. I'm really tired. I apologize in advance and currently. All right, so
they're here.
Oh yeah, you gotta say that. Sorry guys, still learning. So you just listened to Monogamy by Cherub, and yeah, that's pretty much it. That's one of Ben's selections.
Yeah, so I was one out of three people here that remembered to prepare songs for this show.
I never prepare. It's better to go free for him.
I had a general idea of what songs
Ben,
I was going to
Ben
play.
Like puts yeah, yeah. does like type talking points in his notes. I just kind of go with the flow.
I did last time because I was like on a roll, but I don't always do that.
Were you though?
We tried that once freshman year, and I just did not understand what to do. So like we were gonna play a game that was like, is this the Ottoman Empire or a fact about my friend Phil?
Can I play that game?
I think they do it at Northwestern on their radio station, so it would be derivative, but it was funny. Or it was like, here's what the game was. It was, is this a fact about the Ottoman Empire or my co-DJ Ben? So it would be two facts that were very obviously about the Ottoman Empire, and then the joke was that the third one was like, skipped class and then showed up naked or something. Like, and it was like, is that about the Ottoman Empire or Ben?
So I'd be funny if there was one that like was in the middle, like has been to.
Well, there were like, those two.
Like Istanbul has played a role in their lives. The siege of no.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah, that was not bad.
Good.
Yeah,
I was impressed.
Yeah,
considering you're coming up with it on the spot.
Yeah. Well, I have a Greek friend named Costa. So like, and his full name is like Constantine. So like. Has Constantinople bring some bitter memories?
That's a fun fact.
That could be like universal.
The Greek one whose last name I cannot pronounce, but who is in my year?
But try to pronounce
in
it.
Your what year are you?
I just graduated.
Oh, so. I know Costa Camarano.
Okay, no,
I don't know.
Different Costa,
I think he's
actually.
The year below.
Yeah,
like the year between us. And then in my year, there's Costa Razzis. Who's
you were saying people's first and last names on air. I feel like you're not.
Can I say your first and last name?
So, okay, so Zach is going to play a song. Well, no, I mean, you should.
We already said, you said Zach's first and last name.
Yeah, but.
So,
it's like
these other people, don't know that.
Well, Costa's been on the show, so it's fine.
That's true.
And Constantinople ceased to exist as a city, unless you.
I was actually worried you were giving personally identifying information about the city, Chris. That's you got it. I
shouldn't release information.
On
hey no. Guys, don't go to the Bosporus because that's where Constantinople is or Istanbul. GG.
GG.
Byzantium for us old school people, you know.
All right, Zach. You wanna do a song?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a song.
Switch up.
All right.
We'll be or my voice.
So we're
will
gonna
be right
we're gonna
back.
Hear some shuffling once more. Chris, you're gonna just leave it, and you're gonna come over here.
Sounds good, my dude.
Yeah. So I feel like they're learning a lot. I remember doing this, and I was like the most stressed out ever.
I think it's just because I'm really tired right now that I'm just like probably too relaxed.
Yeah. No. I was very stressed though. I was really. It was really a hard time because I remember like this like. Full-blown adult person in my life. Zach, do you want me to, like, watch you do it? Help you out?
I think I got this.
All right.
Plus, you know, worst-case scenario.
Some dead air.
Scenario.
All music from the radio station.
Kind of British.
Is it scenario?
Scenario?
Is it scenario? What?
Am I a vibrant?
I say words wrong.
Dude. Words right.
But no.
That's a bold claim right there.
It's an accurate claim.
That was good.
Thank you, Chris.
That was a good. This is a nice little bit.
Finally, some affirmation. This relationship is literally struggling. No, my hands are sweaty. Don't touch them.
Was.
I hope that you play that if I ever run for public office. Like, do you want Ben with the sweaty hands? Like something
all right.
horrible.
What
like
do you
that.
Guys think about email as a method of social media?
Absolutely, 100% double down. I love it.
Liza, a friend of mine sent me an email earlier saying, "Look at the chunky," and it's just a picture of an emperor penguin. And
that's
wrong. That was it.
I can't believe your friend Liza became a baby boomer overnight.
She called it the social media of the future.
Oh. Which it might be. It might be.
I hope
Gmail
not.
Is AOL, Yahoo, both are not.
What about LinkedIn as like social media?
So I heard of somebody doing that. Eric did that.
We're going to then take those thoughts about technology and move on to our next
LinkedIn
song.
When we get back. Right LinkedIn. Now.
some Arcade Fire.
Oh, for you. I love Arcade Fire.
I hear a train. Am I making that up?
We're near a train.
Things and just punch the clock. These days my life, it has no purpose. But late at night, the feeling swims in.
We are back. Zach just successfully did all of that work right there. I sat back, relaxed. I wasn't even worried about him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So for the listeners out there, that was Sprawl 2. Oh, mountains beyond mountains.
You don't have to.
You don't have
it's
to.
It's nice.
It's nice. For those people like
it feels,
me.
It makes you feel very radio-y.
And you don't know it. Yeah, instead of using Shazam, like some sort of
like the
Shazam
movie.
Gen Z
Captain
person.
Marvel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shazam.
Ka-chow.
Isn't there a Shazam movie? Isn't there a Shazam TV show?
There is a movie. I don't know about the TV show.
Look it up right now. I'm almost 100%
sure. I don't think
sure.
there's a TV show.
If there is,
if there was, it was
we're
like
watching
a,
it.
It was a ye old timey kind of show, maybe.
No, I think it's like a new... I think it's a...
Like
I
the same think, superhero?
No, listen. Listen. I think it might be a
it
game show.
It is indeed a television program.
It's a game show, right?
No.
Oh,
it looks like
Beat
it's
Shazam.
A 1974.
Yeah, Beat Shazam. Well,
but there is a Shazam
there's
TV
a Beat
show
Shazam.
From the... It was an old timey TV show, so I was right about everything.
It's
right.
called what?
You're welcome.
You're welcome. It's called Beat Shazam.
Beat? Like B-E-A-T?
No, like the vegetable.
It's like you're playing the... That was funny.
I don't know if you believe.
Yeah, it's like the app Shazam. You have to like guess a song before the app gets
yeah.
to it.
Oh, you are totally right.
Which, first of all,
With
I think
Jamie
is rigged.
Fox.
How are you ever going to be the computer?
Jamie Foxx is a lot.
Wait, I don't know who... What does Jamie Foxx
look
like?
He's Django.
Oh.
The yes. Django!
Do we not like...
I like the way you die, boy.
Is that a Quentin Tarantino movie?
A Quentin Tarantino, bro.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one.
I'm so... I've just... Oh, you haven't?
I've only seen... I've seen a few. I've seen Hateful Eight, which I love.
As someone who loves Quentin Tarantino, I can't help but feel he's a little bit overrated. It's just like... There's like those Tarantino bros, like a Tarantino bro, if you will.
Oh, please don't.
I've given
won't.
This a lot of thought. They're no. just like, they just like love the amounts of gore and violence, and his like dialogue is just so good. And these people have seen like, he's made maybe like 8 movies at this point, and people think he's like the second coming of our Lord and Savior. Like,
to be fair, like, how many movies did Jesus make? I want to talk
wow,
about that.
Wow, we're getting into some controversial territory.
I
right
want you
now.
To answer
let's,
that question
let's
before
shut
we
that
move
one
on.
Down.
Well, yeah, well, there's like there actually are a lot of movies from like the 1950s.
I'm
that
not
are, like,
saying how many movies was he in. He was in many movies. Passion of the Christ, Passion of the Christ 2.
That's not a thing.
I
actually,
think Jesus
there,
was
there,
in any
development.
Of
those.
I think Jesus. Are you sure?
I think he was portrayed in them.
He could. Okay, we don't know. And,
yeah. and we don't want to upset
we'll never know. We'll never
so,
know. All 12 of them. Okay, we'll move on. We'll move
12
on.
Apostles.
Whoa, it all comes full circle.
Yeah, connections. Am I right?
Yeah, connections.
What were you talking about? Mint chocolate chip ice cream's on my mind.
Okay, why's that?
I don't know. Just been thinking. Recently, I've just been like, I've just want to like eat a lot recently. I don't know what it is.
Are you pregnant?
Maybe.
Do you have cravings?
I have called this pregnant girl syndrome before, where you get like really
You've
bad cravings. Like last night,
I really
wanted some Skittles, but instead I had mango, which is way healthier. But I really wanted some ice
they
cream.
They have
too.
Mango Skittles.
Do they know?
I think so, and like the tropical ones.
Definitely, yeah.
So, out of curiosity, which one is the bar on the. Like these four bars?
The Luigi one.
They,
that's all of them. It's just like the full feet.
They correspond, though, right?
No, you. I don't think. So, yeah, we're answering some DJ questions for all of you listeners out there. You will hear it, too. Do you want to play another song while we discuss?
I think we should.
And then after, we'll hit them up with a PSA. Teach them some things. Educate our viewers. This yeah. has been a different episode. Next episode's going to be similar, but I think a little better. Because I'm going to make
hey,
my...
Hey, who says this is a bad episode?
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just going to say it's, like, more... It's tighter. It's a tighter episode.
A tighter ship.
We're gonna have some discussion points. We're going to discuss things. We're going to learn some things.
What are we going to learn about?
Oh, that's going to happen next week.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If we have a... If I have, like, a radio show that's, like, late at night, can I curse on that?
I don't no. know if you can curse, but your songs can curse at certain hours, I believe.
Oh, I swear.
You'll have to look that up.
I want to have, like, an R-rated podcast.
No, I think you're going to have to do that on your own. Like
yeah.
separate from the studio. You could yeah. record it here.
I could record it here.
You could record
I saw
it
that
here.
Podcast studio, which looks dope as heck.
Thank you. Thank you for the restraint, Chris.
Dope as shuck.
Yep. The right way to say
you
that.
You know what rhymes with shuck? Duck. Gotcha there. Ben
you
is
really
such,
did.
Ben
you
is such
mouthed,
a law abiding citizen.
A different word though.
Ben is like, oh,
Zach, will you mute him?
No, because I have
Ben is like
been given a choice, and now like every single piece of music ever has disappeared from my memory as I'm now forced to pick a song.
Hey, you can do no it. Pressure here.
Zach, you listen to an album every single
You
week.
Do that.
Yeah, but no music exists once you've told me to pick something.
Hey, it's all good.
You were sitting at that computer for a while. You got a phone, don't you?
Because I have to impress
what album did you
all
listen
of
to?
The listeners.
What album did you listen to last week?
Yeah. Well, so the confession is, since I've been back from England, I haven't been listening because...
When did you go to England?
I got back on Thursday.
Okay, so the week before you went to England, what was the album
that's
you listened
too
to
long
that week?
Ago. That's too long ago.
No, it's not.
No one can remember that far.
It was...
It's by the right...
I mean, it depends
down.
On which day, but... Because I Love You by Lizzo was one of them.
Yep.
Put on some Lizzo,
yeah,
man.
Put on some Lizzo.
Okay, well, but...
We're gonna okay, I have a theory before that Lizzo. Happens, actually. I think Lizzo... is replacing what Meghan Trainor would have been.
That's not
And true. To ruminate on
I want that, you all to think about that when you hear the following song.
It only shows the top five. That's annoying.
No, no, you have to like... Yeah, it's a hunt.
It's okay. The other thing is all of her songs are pretty short. But
and they're all the same.
Come and spin
We're not going to comment on that. Instead, here we have... a song.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even gotta try.
You know.
I like shouting naked better over time.
You know.
They just say I'm not the baddest bitch you like. Don't even gotta try.
You know.
I like shouting nigga better over time.
Year again, where
it's time.
Our friend Chris.
Hello, how we doing?
Teach you a thing or two about doing? Life.
So today's PSA. What kind of voice we feeling?
Scott.
What?
Scottish.
Scottish. I did Scottish 2 weeks ago. New Australian.
New Yorker. Unique New York.
New York. Oh wait, how quarter. Packy Cas more Boston. Quarter. Long Island.
All right. Will you do a certain Boston person that we both know maybe?
Yeah, hey, you're doing. No, wait, that's more New York. Okay, now I'm in the New York set.
Just do that one.
Alright, number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. At Sackler's. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio, 8. All right.
Thank
not
you.
My best.
Not your best.
My favorite is the Irish accent. So funny. Next week I'll do Australian.
Yeah?
Crikey.
Thank Australia. You. Australia. Thank you for that PSA. Ah.
All right, Chris, do you want to head over there?
Let's do a little shuffle.
So yeah, what I was saying before is that I feel like Meghan Trainor was kind of like that like cool hip person and that like... And, like, she did well. She was clearly very successful. No, I have not talked about this.
At least to me.
Yeah, out loud, but this is an opinion I hold in my heart and soul.
Deep inside my heart, I got this everlasting love that's shining.
So, like the sun. So, what I'm saying is, like, all of a sudden, Meghan Trainor faded out of relevancy, and instead, up pops, who is it? Lizzo? Perhaps Avril Lavigne died, part two, and then they replaced her? Maybe that's what's happening. Chris, you getting the song ready?
I'm doing some brainstorming. Just gotta look at my Spotify.
We're doing a little spitball. Yeah. You do your thing, mate. So Zach, what are you reading through? Tell us about your thoughts. Talk out loud.
I'm reading through the PSA handbook. There are some
any that are tickling your fancy.
Particularly fancy.
I hate that phrase.
Tickling. PSAs. This one is ladder safety PSA. I won't read it to you.
I found my song.
I gotta keep the listeners wanting.
Oh yeah, next week, get ready for your ladder safety. I think we might have done that one. I think that one's so funny because my whole major is like about safety, and
is it?
Yeah, a lot of it is, and they talk about ladder deaths so much. Like, I feel like the general population is like, yeah, you could die on a ladder, but like, I'm like, watch out for that ladder.
Watch out. All right, we're ready to bounce whenever y'all are.
I'm ready. Yeah. All right. Bring it up.
Let's get Cindy. So it's aux 2, correct?
Aux 2, auxiliary.
So you
dose.
Leave it on?
No, it's just on right now. It doesn't matter though.
Okay.
Nothing's playing, so you're good.
Yeah. Alrighty, let's get it cooking.
Yeah. Let's get it cooking, good looking.
We're back. So we had a little snafu, if you were wondering. We thought we were playing the normal version, and then all of a sudden there were throat gurgling noises. And it turns out that it was the World Cup remix. So we're instead going to talk about...
Instead, we're going to talk about a topic that is near and dear to my heart. Almond milk.
Are you lactose intolerant?
No. Is that why? I just...
Well, what's so good about almond milk? I think
there are better alternatives to... There are better dairy alternatives
than
almond milk.
No,
are we talking about oat milk right now?
In addition...
Because I am an oat milk
enthusiast. Like, usage of almond milk is one that scars me having gone through the California drought in 2015.
Isn't it like a gallon of water for one almond?
I believe so.
That'd be fine as long as you absorb a gallon of water for every... Like, if almonds could compress water to the size of an almond... And then you could consume it, become super hydrated. That would be amazing.
Almonds are actually just hydration pills.
Yeah, they're like little, like you know how in like the future we're just gonna drink things out of like little like
like in the Jetsons,
pouches. Yeah. If that's how almonds worked,
it would be great. But no, Chris brings up my preferred.
Oh, you like oat milk?
I don't think I've ever had it.
Oats. Let me tell you, the sign of becoming an adult is when you can like. It was when you like oats, when you like coffee, and when you like seltzer. And
oh shit.
It's a triumvirate. Oh,
I'm an adult.
Do you like all three? Adult.
I did go 3 for 3 on that list.
You got the triumvirate?
The triumvirate. Coffee.
Completed the gauntlet.
The adult
three
gauntlet.
Infinity stones.
Snap adult.
No, that's how it
works. A good addition to the Mabavu content.
Yeah,
we gotta make stickers.
Bring in the MCEU.
Dude, can we make some stickers?
Or the MCU,
it's like a coffee ground, an oat, and a seltzer, yeah, and then we combine it in like a triangle, and we can sell these like stickers on Redbubble and make a profit off of it.
Absolutely, and we'll use
like
that to
Mabavu.
Tuesday 6 to 7. I've been lying to our viewers for like 5 weeks now.
What'd you say?
Saying that we would have promo materials next week.
I told you second week of summer that we were gonna. I wanted to do a photo shoot, and you're like, okay, let's do it, and then you never do it.
We just haven't had a chance. We could do it. We just haven't.
It's too late now.
It's not too late.
The show ends in like less than a month.
That's 4 weeks. We're only halfway there.
Oh, we're halfway.
Ooh, you just went through puberty right there. That was good. Okay. So just so I don't forget, you have been listening to WMFO.
That's so dramatic.
91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wait. Considering I'm in the chair right now.
Why don't you two say it at the same time?
All right.
Same time. Okay.
1, 2, 3. This is Miami Blizzard, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right, now can you do it with a little bit of jazz behind it?
Hello. Take that real literally. Just gonna scat. Skibbity, 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 scab.
This is
90.
Wow, it's written down. You can do it.
This is someone your and you are listening to
91.5 FM
WMFO
Medford Tufts Freeform.